Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Richard Rossi Live. What a remarkable race we're having for president. We've had the Iowa caucuses. I love politics, and I worked in the Iowa caucuses a few years back. SAG called and asked if I'd want to work and help get college students to vote, and I had a wonderful time as a paid political guy. I helped some people vote who were being disenfranchised as minorities. We did rallies to get college kids to vote. Leo DiCaprio spoke, did a wonderful job, and John Bon Jovi sang, and we had a great time at Drake University and the colleges getting kids to vote. I love our democracy. I love retail politics. Retail politics is a term, if you're not familiar with it, that is basically getting out the vote, encouraging people to vote, going to their homes, talking them about the importance of voting. I think retail politics won the Republican contest for Ted Cruz this time in Iowa. I think Donald Trump has an amazing, larger-than-life personality and ability to just get the headlines and spend very little on advertising because he's so good at getting in the news. However, having a big personality and not being good on the retail politics, I think the organic nature of just getting out the vote on the ground may be why Ted Cruz won. Now, I just want to let you all know, because people have been asking me about my feelings about endorsing a candidate. I'm president of Eternal Grace, a nonprofit 501c3 ministry, and our mission is to help disadvantaged hurting people from all backgrounds, through the arts, through ministry. Our supporters include Republicans, Democrats, independents, everything in between. And ethically and legally, Eternal Grace and I cannot publicly endorse a candidate. And we point to a bigger picture of spiritual answers and solutions and creative answers. I have worked politically for both Republican candidates and voted for Republicans, Democrats, and independents in my life as a private citizen. I've been disappointed to some extent with all the parties and all the candidates I've worked for, and none of them completely represent my beliefs and values. That being said, I do urge all of you to kind of be informed about this exciting campaign, engaged in this process, vote for the candidates who resonate with you and your values, as I will certainly do. I love to talk politics, and I'll be talking politics in the Iowa caucuses today. One-on-one, my friends know I love just talking political strategy and what's going on. But I've seen spiritual leaders that I have, been aware of that were pastors and such that I knew get very involved in mixing Jesus and the Bible and religion with politics. And quite frankly, when artistic and spiritual leaders mix their partisan views into the mix, I've seen it have some very unhealthy results. And so I choose to publicly avoid the binary of polarization between being extreme right, extreme left, and I'm looking for deeper answers. But we have such a fun race, and I'm going to be back in 20 seconds with a gentleman, Reverend Ronald Wildman, who believes, like many Christians seem to be believing, that Ted Cruz is this Ezra figure, this King Josiah type of figure to restore America to godliness. And a lot of the evangelicals are lining up behind Ted Cruz. He's going to be talking about that. And we also have a feminist, Jean Bernard, who loves Hillary, is now on the line. And so I'll be back in 20 seconds, and let's let the debates begin between all of these exciting candidates. I'll be back. Don't go anywhere. Richard Rossi Live. Welcome back to Richard Rossi Live. Hillary Clinton squeaked out of a victory, razor-thin victory, over Bernie Sanders. And on line two, we have Jean Bernard, supporter of Hillary, ardent feminist. And Jean, welcome to the show, and why do you love Hillary?
Thank you, Richard. I love Hillary, first of all, because she's a woman. Therefore, she's going to be able to keep her focus on her job. Okay, every time you get a man in office, they're just chasing interns. They are just thinking about themselves, and, you know, they want to, like, they're machismo, everything. They just want to start wars. They don't care about the little people, nothing. A woman, Hillary, she's a wife, she's a mother. You know, war is going to be gone. People are going to be taken care of. We will take care of everybody from cradle to grave, which is what a mother's heart is, what they do. We just need to get men out of politics. They are no longer necessary. They're not necessary anymore.
Well, speaking of her being a mother, did you see Chelsea Clinton is helping her campaign now? Did you see that, her daughter?
I think she's amazing. And you know what? Guess who's going to be president in about, give her 15, 20 years.
Mm.
I'm telling
I think she's expecting her second child. So Hillary's a grandmother, right?
That is amazing. She's just to me, she's like a Joan of Arc. She's going to lead us into our future. We're going to be back to being number one again. You know, they mock us all over the world because we're so aggressive. We just think we're going to dominate the entire. We go into countries, okay, and we tell them how to live. There are different cultures. There are different religions. There are different, you know, yet we come in and say, this is how you need to be. Women don't do that, you know. I mean, we get together. We talk. We have discussions. You know, we have bring out the tea, bring out the crumpets, whatever. But we're going to sit and discuss our issues. And by the end of the day, we're going to have it resolved. Hillary is going to take us there. And seriously, we just need to get men out of politics. For some reason, that penis of theirs, no offense, is distracting for them. All that you're doing is chasing tail and starting wars. They need to go.
Mm. Interesting point about would we have less wars with a woman, you know, in office? And certainly her husband was distracted by his his sexual desires as a man, although he did accomplish some things, some notable things. Speaking of men, let's give equal time to the man here. On line one, we have Reverend Ronald Wildman, who believes Ted Cruz is some sort of messianic figure, and he's leading evangelicals to support Cruz. Line one, Reverend Wildman.
Yes, I believe, first of all, I have to say that God has ordained in his word that a man should be in charge. The Bible says that women are to submit to the man, and so Hillary is like this Jezebel spirit. But Ted Cruz is God's man. There's articles in many of the Christian magazines. I don't know if you saw the piece in Charisma. Ted Cruz is an Ezra for this hour in America. Ezra was a prophet that led Israel back to rebuild the temple, to rebuild the walls, praise God. And Ted Cruz is a godly man. And as he said in his acceptance speech from the Psalms, weeping may endure for the night, praise God, but joy cometh in the morning, and joy has come in the morning with him winning the Republican Iowa caucus, praise God.
Well, I have to say, though, Reverend Wildman, I don't know if you saw his mailer he put out, which was kind of a trick. It was looking like it was an official correspondence to voters, but it was a manipulative trick to try to get them to vote for him. How is that representative? You're saying he's this very godly individual.
Everybody does those kind of tricks.
Well, that's my point. If he's different from everybody, then why would he do something like this?
Are you trying to accuse God's man? Keep in mind the accuser of the brethren is Satan himself, and Ted Cruz, his dad's a pastor. His dad knew from a young age he was called to restore America back to its righteous foundations.
Well, what about his knocking New York, trashing all those people in New York that have been through so much trauma and tragedy at 9-1-1? And I don't agree with everything Trump says, of course, but I did agree when he said that New York's a great city, has come back from the edge of the abyss. How about you, Gene? You support Hillary. Hillary was a senator in New York. What do you think about Ted Cruz saying that basically New York is immoral people with no values? What do you think about that, Gene?
I think he's an idiot, like this character that you have, this pastor, whatever his name is. Let me explain something about men and why I hate them, okay? First of all, they come out of their mother's vagina and then suck her titties for a year. And they spend the rest of their freaking lives trying to get back into a vagina and back on those titties. And you know what? We can't have that in politics.
Okay, let's
okay?
keep it clean now, Gene. Let's keep it clean. We do have
I'm
kids
sorry,
that might be listening.
I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I'm sorry. But what I'm saying is that all they're thinking about is chasing tail. Okay, that's all they want. you need to remove Cruz, you need to remove Trump, you need to remove any male, because all they're doing is trying to, you know, they're just disgusting. They're disgusting, and they need to go. And as far as the New York thing, how is that everybody immoral? Men are immoral.
Mm.
Women are moral beings. We are mothers. We are nurturers. We are caregivers. We will make sure that you have a meal. You'll make sure you have a coat, you know, your shoes on your feet. I mean, there's not going to be, you know, we are going to make sure that this planet is a better, safer place for our children. Men are perverts, and forgive me for getting out of control. It just really, really, really bugs me, you know, when men are talking about being, you know, some kind of spiritual. Jesus was different. Jesus was a good, holy man. But you know what? Men today, they're not holy. They're just perverts. They need to go.
Well, you know, it sounds like you may have had some bad experience. But speaking of men, and speaking of, we have a woman calling in on line 3. And by the way, there is one open line if you want to call in and join this political discussion about the Iowa caucus. Call 347-637-2379. The number on the screen, 347-637-2379. You can also email in a question by email or text to email richardrossilive@gmail.com, richardrossilive@gmail, or just text your question to 818-850-5915. Text your comment or question to 818-850-5915. On line 3, we have Kat Purcell. This is a woman who says that she is upset about Jean knocking Trump, because she says that she has the hots for Trump. I don't know what she means about that. But she asked if, before she came on the line, she loves hearing Donald Trump's voice, and asked if I could play a soundbite of Trump before she comes on. So this is for you, Kat, and then we'll get your comment. Donald Trump.
China all the time. When was the last time you saw a Chevrolet in Tokyo? When do we beat Mexico at the border? They're laughing at us. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. The big lie, Obamacare, $5 billion.
Okay, well, that is Donald Trump, and I did it for you, Kat Purcell, line 3. I played Trump for you. And what do you have to say about Donald Trump?
Oh, be still my heart. Oh, I just love him. You know what? He's just like a man. He's rich. He's famous. He's handsome. I just, oh, my God, he just gives me the hots. My husband, I love him to pieces. But you know what? And he's a good man. He works hard. He takes care of us. But he doesn't have that passion. Trump has that passion. And I'm a Christian woman, and I know it's dirty. I know it's wrong. But I want him for president. I want to see him every day. I just want to see him on the TV. I'm just like, okay. Thank you, Richard. You made my day for playing that.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Well, I guess some of these politicians sometimes do get female followers like this. My mom said that she and her sister, my Aunt Margie, saw JFK when he was making a campaign stop, and it was like the Beatles. I mean, girls screaming and everything.
Yes.
But you're the first one I have to say that it sounds like a Trump is your teeny bopper idol or something.
He's a million. He's like a billionaire, and he just commands. When you watch him, he just commands a presence. He would like talk about leadership. I mean, he runs businesses, and he's just
Mr. Rossi, this is the kind of perversion that Trump inspires. This is Reverend Wildman on here. Donald Trump is he owns strip clubs, he owns casinos, he's not a godly man, and he's stirring up this woman's lust. This is nothing but a spirit of lust you got on yourself, honey.
You know what, I actually agree with this bozo that you have on. I mean, not her, I mean Mr. Bozo, because you know what, honey, you got to realize men are not necessary. Trump is not hot, okay? I mean, they are not necessary. All he would do is use and abuse you. He's going to use and abuse this country. He's going to use and abuse women. He's going to –
This is Gene, a Hillary supporter. Okay, we have another caller coming in here, 818. Your first three numbers are 691. 818, first three, 691. And welcome to Richard Rossi Live. Who is this?
How you doing? This is Vinny I'm originally from New York, but I'm not living there now.
Hi, Vinny. Welcome. And who do you support anybody for the presidency?
Yeah, of course I support. I'm an American. I support a presidency. I support Marco Rubio, you know, because you know, he's a young guy. He knows what's happening now. But, you know, as far as Trump, I was listening to some of this nonsense, you know. I'm from New York originally. I was there when Trump was going bankrupt, and he blamed everybody for his woes. And that's what he does all the time, you know. Just like now, he wants to, with the caucus, he's like, oh, well, you know, I lost the caucus because they cheated me, you know. It's like, come on. The guy's got an excuse for everything. He can't take responsibility. I don't want this guy's president. He's an ass, junk, a dummy, you know?
Well, you almost got the FCC on it, but you caught it. Very good job catching it, Vinny. Stay with us, Vinny, because I'm glad to have someone from New York here also on the line. So you like Marco Rubio. I think, Kat, I'm not, you know, you're the woman who has the hots for Trump, but I think Rubio is probably the handsomest guy the Republicans have. I mean, do you have the hots for him too, Kat?
Oh, yes. If, you know, if he wins, I'll be just as happy. But this, it's what about Trump I love is that he's a billionaire. He would know how to treat me right. He would know how to do, you know, buy cars and houses and just do so much more than my husband does. And he's just, he's a movie star. He's on TV. I mean, come on. He's just amazing. We got to get him on. Come on, come on. Vote Trump.
Well, we have a call coming in from Long Beach, 562-230. Welcome to the show, 562-230. And who is this?
This is Jeffrey Griffith.
Hey, Jeff. And you like Trump, right?
Yes, I do. I like Trump for a lot of reasons. I suppose the biggest reason is because we know for absolutely 100% certain that Trump is actually 100% American. The other two candidates, Cruz and Rubio, that are closer in running, they're kind of wishy-washy in their credentials. I mean, I'm not saying
what do you think about Cruz? Isn't Cruz supposedly born in Canada? And, you know, doesn't that disqualify him? What do you think, Vinny, about Cruz being disqualified and being from Canada? You think that's not an issue?
Well, I don't think that's an issue because, you know, Obama wasn't born here, so what's the difference, you know?
How about you, Reverend Wildman, because you think Cruz is God's man, Reverend Wildman. What about that? You know, my cousin Billy, my uncle Bill, worked for the CIA, worked for George Bush Sr., and he was on assignment in Venezuela. My cousin Billy was born there. And Billy used to always joke and tease his dad and say, because you're working for Bush in Venezuela, I can't be president. I wasn't born in the U.S., and that's what I've always thought growing up, that you have to be born in the U.S. to run. But, Reverend Wildman, you say Cruz is God's man, that God has picked.
Well, I agree with Vinny because, you know, you see, the thing is, Obama wasn't born here. He was born in Kenya or something like that. He's some Muslim guy about that. And the thing is, Cruz is God's man. He is going to restore us to our Judeo-Christian roots. And if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray. Well, let's balance this out with the women here. Cap Purcell, you or Jean Bernard, which of you want to weigh in on this?
You know, this is Jean. I am sick and tired of this guy saying that, you know, in order to serve Jesus, you have to vote for a man, okay? Jesus came from a woman, Mary. I'm Catholic, so I worship Mary, okay? Not that I don't love Jesus, but he's the son. Mary is his mother, okay? Mary, Hillary is a mother figure. She's the mother of this country, I am telling you. So I'm sick and tired of this guy saying that in order to be a Christian, we have to vote for Cruz. No, we need a mother to get this country back in line. Listen to your mom.
Yeah, she's a mother, all right.
Whoa, Vinny, watch it. I think he's calling you some names here, Jean.
You know what? He can call. You know what? He's a man.
He's
I'm not surprised.
And a liar.
You're a man. What do you know? You're a man. You're just changing tail all day long. That's what you're doing because you're a man.
Well, but you
it's
want
like
a woman
pushing on
you out there.
Well, let me ask you. Let me see, Jeff. You like Trump, Jeff? Were you surprised, Jeff, that Trump didn't win Iowa because the poll said he would win Iowa? What were your feelings about that?
I'm not concerned about Iowa. Iowa was just step number one.
Yeah.
You know, Trump is a very popular figure throughout the whole U.S. He has name recognition, and he's not a stupid guy. He's actually pretty smart. He knows how to get people behind issues that he wants to see promoted. and the issues that he is promoting make a lot of sense.
And Kat Purcell, you like Trump for another reason, Kat Purcell. I guess, to be frank about it, you have the hots for Trump, don't you?
I do, but I have a question for Jeff. Jeff, you sound really hot. Like, what do you look like?
Okay, Kat.
So
okay, let's keep us on the politics here. I know anyone associated with Trump gets you the hots, but
yeah, you like Trump, so you know, like, Trump supporters are hotter than others, you know. So Trump is for all the way, you know. I don't want.
I think if we had a poster, a Trump, you know, a pin-up poster, you'd probably have it on your wall, wouldn't you, Kat?
Yeah.
It's sitting right next to the Kool-Aid.
Oh, what he does to me.
Well, let's have some predictions about New Hampshire. I'm going to make my predictions. I think that Trump will do better in New Hampshire than he did in Iowa, and I think Bernie Sanders will do better in New Hampshire than he did in Iowa. But I think Rubio is going to also shock people and start gaining some momentum a little further down the road as well. I think Rubio is going to be...
When the intelligent people start coming up and voting, as we saw, then Trump won't be in front. Rubio's going to come up, and the rest of these clowns can go home.
You know, this is Gene, and I'm sick and tired of hearing all these men's names, okay? Hillary is going to take all, and she's going to end up in the White House like her husband did, and you'll see, okay? And then after she's president, people are going to see that, yes, having a mother, having a woman is the way to go, and there will no longer be any man in politics. You're going to see.
Will she be under the desk like her husband?
No, she will be ending all wars. She will be feeding all children, and she'll be taking care of the whole situation.
Go.
I did not have sex with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. Oh, Bill, welcome, Bill. So, speaking of men, though, one thing that men have done that women haven't done, Gene, is they've fought and defended our country, although now women do fight and defend our country, and we have many great women in the service. But I want to recognize
our... You know, Richard,
I
don't want to hear that. Okay, yeah, okay, I recognize all the vets. Okay, I'm not hating on vets, but they're at war because of male politicians. Okay, how many mothers lost their sons, lost their husbands? How many children don't have fathers? Because men can't sit down and work out their issues, okay, and they, you know, they go to war, and then we lose our men, okay? So, yeah, my heart is for the vets. Hillary loves the vets. She will make sure that not one more vet is ever killed ever again, okay? There will be no more war. You'll see.
Mm.
There will always be some kind of war because that's the way the world is structured.
You know what? Because you run it, okay? Wait till we run it. It won't be structured like that anymore.
No,
seriously.
It won't change. It will not change because you always have somebody out there who wants to be on top and is willing to push somebody else down.
Women can handle it. Okay, well, get men out of politics. Women will get involved. They will sit down and discuss the issues like the grown-ups that we are. Okay, we're not going to be like, you know, macho, you know, and all this crap. We're going to sit down, have some tea, whatever, and talk, okay? And there will not be war. It's only been war over thousands of years to the you guys.
Yeah, we want peace, Gene, but the thing is, we do want to recognize that both Jeff and Vinny here are both, according to our call screener, you're both veterans, right? Vinny and Jeff, you're both veterans.
Then
yeah.
I called you, but I don't want you to go.
I was raised by a mother, and my mother was proud to send three of her sons to war. All of us went to Vietnam, and I was passed over for the draft and chose to go of my own free will. So that just goes to show you that just because a mom isn't up there doesn't mean that there isn't still possibility of war, because there is.
Not with Hillary. Not
as long as there's land politics. And as long as there's religion, there's going to be war.
As long as men rule, men, you know, men
Jeff
are in charge, there'll be war.
Now, how about you, Vinny? Jeff was in Vietnam. What years were you in the service? Were you in Vietnam?
I was at the end of the Vietnam War also. My brother was in the Vietnam War, and my other brother was in the Korean War.
Okay, I applaud all of you, but with Hillary, it wouldn't happen. Your mom wouldn't have to sit there in fear and agony waiting to see for her boys to come home. Okay, I'm done with it. Men have to go. Not men. I don't hate men. I hate men in politics.
If Hillary can make a buck, then she'll make war.
No, Hillary won't. She's a mother, okay? We're nurtured.
What do you think she did in Benghazi? She went in Benghazi and gave weapons to our enemies and cause four of our people to die.
You know, I thought you'd dare blaspheme the name of Hillary, okay? That's a lie. You know what? The media lies all the time. That's a lie.
Well, you know what? When they take her off to jail, then you'll be singing a different tune. You'll be looking for a different mother. Maybe you'll look at Firioni then.
You know what? She's not going to jail. She's going to the White House, and she's going to prove to all of
going
you.
Going to the big house.
Men need to get out the White House. Men need to get out of politics.
Wow. Well, this is really getting fun. What a hot time here. And it's going by so quick. We only got a few minutes. So I'm going to every one of you to stay on and give some final comments. First, we'll go to line one, Reverend Wildman, who likes Cruz. I want you all to make your case for your candidate and why you want them. So we'll start with Reverend Wildman, who's going to talk about for a moment about Ted Cruz.
Well, thank you. Praise God. Ted Cruz is a man of God. Glory. He's going to be like Ezra, restoring and rebuilding the wall. He's going to be like King Josiah, bringing Israel back. He's a man of integrity. He will get my vote. God is going to be glorified by Cruz. Hallelujah. And all the attacks from Trump about him being born in Canada will come to naught, because I was reading the Bible and the Lord said, this is the man. This is the man. Cruz is the messianic man.
Well, wait a second, Reverend Wildman. I thought Jesus was the Messiah.
I'm not talking about saving us from our sins. I'm talking about turning around America. Cruz said we need a great awakening, glory. And Cruz has said he's going to lead us in that great awakening back to our foundation of the Judeo-Christian ethic.
All right. Okay, that's the case for Ted Cruz. Line two, Jean Bernard, feminist supporter of Hillary. Tell us in a soundbite why you support Hillary for president.
Okay, when I read my Bible, I see we need a very other Jesus figure, and we need Joan of Arc, and that is Hillary. She's going to end all war. She's going to end the need for men in politics, finally.
Okay, and line, let's go to Vinny, line four, who likes Rubio. Tell us why you want Rubio, Vinny. Do we lose Vinny? Oh, I think we might have lost. I guess, did we lose? Is Vinny still there? Okay, we'll try to come back to Vinny. I think we may have lost him. Oh, Vinny's there. Okay,
hello.
I didn't hear you, Vinny. Vinny, could you tell us in closing here why you make your case why you think Rubio would be good?
He's a smart young guy, and he's going to unite everybody. He's going to unite the old guys with the young guys. And he's going to take care of business, not like these other guys. You know, they're going to just ruin America more than what it is. It's time for a young change.
Yeah, he's did very well, I thought, in the debates. And Jeff, tell us why you like Trump. Take a minute and tell us why you like Trump.
Okay, first let me say that every person that the GOP has put up, any one of those people would be better than Hillary or Bernie Sanders. That's number one. I want you to realize,
amen,
whoever the GOP puts up, I'm going to vote for. Now, I happen to like Trump. That's my personal opinion. And the reason I like him is because he has shown that he's been able to survive when people counted him out. He would keep coming back. He's a strong person. Is he 100% perfect? No, he's not 100% perfect. Does he have faults? Yes, he has faults. But so do the other two candidates that are up there and all the rest of them that were on the board. They all have faults. So there is no perfect person. There's just one who's better. And I want the one who wants what the America needs is to make it a better country.
Great. And we have a comment coming in for Sanders. I should include it in the mix since no one mentioned him, from a college student who named Ryan, who likes Sanders. He said he likes Sanders because he's taking on the corruption, the Wall Street corruption, and is willing to do stuff for college kids, free education and things like that. So Bernie is challenging Hillary. They were very, very close in Iowa. And last but not least, Kat Purcell, who says that she just gets tingly has the hots for Donald Trump and feels guilty about it because she's a married Christian woman. Why don't you take us out, Kat, and tell us your comments about why you like Donald Trump?
I like Donald Trump because, oh, my God, just the masculine energy from that man. You know, I just support him, whatever he does. I don't care what his beliefs are. I don't care what he wants to do. He's just, oh, he just does something to me on the inside, and I just want that. I want to see that all over the news. I just want to see him every day on the news. You know, I don't see him enough. I can't get enough. I'm sorry to my husband. I'm sorry to God. I am a married Christian woman, but this man just does. So if he does it to me, he's going to do it for the country. We're all going to fall for him.
Does your husband know about your impure thoughts about Trump?
Yeah, so he doesn't like it, but, you know, what can I do? He understands the power of that, of a, like, real masculine man. It's just, you know, he wishes he could measure up. He wishes, but, you know, he just can't. And, you know, he lets me have my fantasies, you know. It's just a fantasy, but I would love to be Mrs. Trump in the White House. I can't lie.
You need psychological help.
No, I need Trump as president. I just need him. He's just so amazing. He's just a good man. He's rich. I don't even care if he's good. He's got so much money. It's like ridiculous. He could probably pay for all the ills in this country. He could just pay for it. He's rich enough. He could, like, you know, take care of everything. He's just amazing.
So if Trump was poor, would he still turn you on?
No.
Well, we're out of time. Thank you, Vinny. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Kat Purcell, who has impure thoughts about Donald Trump. Thank you, feminist Jean Bernard, who wants to get rid of all men. Mm-hmm. No one in government with a penis. That I'm feeling a little Lorena Bobbitt energy over there from you, Jean.
Yes.
And Reverend Ronald Wildman, who believes Cruz is the messianic man. Well, the crazy Iowa caucus has finished on to New Hampshire. And we'll see what happens in this remarkable race. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. And thank you for listening to Richard Rossi Live.